We do a thing here called Behind the Mic. Carlos, we're going to jump into our time machine. I just want folks to don't be alarmed. It's not Sunday evening. It's still Tuesday morning.
It's not dinner time yet.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem e que passa. Doce balanço, caminho do mar.
I open with the same one with Stan Getz and João Gilberto.
Sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que poema. É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar.
But I cut that half or just the introduction and then I play a full version, different version of The Girl from Ipanema.
How many versions of Girl from Ipanema are there in the world?
That I don't know, but I know I try to play every Sunday a different one. I have from Japan, from Europe, several versions.
In the house, we got Senir from Brazilian Fantasy. Thank you for coming to the morning set, Senir.
Great.
Yes. And you're
good to be here.
You're Colorado's favorite Brazilian host. So
the only one.
That's amazing. That's amazing. How long have you been doing Brazilian Fantasy?
I think when the year where you were born. Oh, when you were born. 1993.
So how did you get your start in radio?
When I went for my PhD at the UVA, the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, I brought books, albums. That time we had albums, we did not have CDs, albums and clothes. That's what I brought. And one friend, one co-ed, asked me if I would like, because I used to play my music to him, for him.
Yeah.
And then he asked me if I wanted to do a show on the WTJU. I said, oh, yes. And then I prepared and started there.
So you're from Brazil, right?
Yes.
You just went home. How was that?
I went there in August for a month. The weather was bad. This time of the year is bad. The second year that I get raining and all of that. So,
but one of the things you do when you travel to Brazil is you buy music.
Yes.
What's happening musically? What did you bring back?
This time, nothing, because they are not recording CDs anymore. They are recording on the internet.
Digitally?
Yes. So I bought two CDs because I ordered from another country, but it was Brazilian music. But I could not buy. There is no CD stores in Rio anymore.
Wow.
Yes. A pity. Wow. A pity.
Wow.
Because I used to bring luggage. You remember a luggage like 100 CDs or more? This time I bought two CDs only.
The program is Brazilian Fantasy. The voice you hear is Sinir's. It's not Sunday night. It's unusual for me because your voice and your show and your music relaxes us. It's you're on a jazz station, but it's not all bossa nova.
MPB.
MPB, which stands for
Música Popular Brasileira, Brazilian music. MPB. All the other music is included in MPB.
Yeah. But your sound is still very diverse. It's not all the same.
Yes.
Is it because the artists are so different? The men, women, the voices, the songs?
The songs are normally I get what is published, recently published. That and sometimes is from Bahia, sometimes from northeast of Brazil, and sometimes from São Paulo. São Paulo is a big market also for Brazilian music. But Rio is the main. You want to make it, you make in São Paulo, and then you come to Rio to be popular.
Thank you so much for sharing that part of your heritage and sharing that passion for discovering new Brazilian music and keeping the greats, you know, on the airwaves.
Mm-hmm. It was a pleasure for me to do it. That's why I do it. No pay, but pleasure.
So, yeah, Sanir is on Brazilian time. That's why she couldn't be here. We never see her during the day. Yeah. You know,
she made a special.
We always joke about you know, Brazilian time. Everybody's got, you know, the ethnicity. Everybody's got, yeah, but the time, man, the time. And Sanir goes, oh no, there's no way you catch her up here.
Special accommodation. Thank you.
And Sanir, of course, been on the air 20 years at least.
She said 30.
What?
Well, okay, so maybe in Virginia.
She started. Trying to make me an old man?
She started in Virginia in 93.
Thank you.
Okay.
I know she's been here a little over 20.
But when you brought her in, good job.
Yeah.
You found a good one.
Yeah, well, she's got a great program and strong listenership.